आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम अनुजा कुमार। द हेडलाइंस। नोटिफिकेशन फॉर सेकेंड फेज ऑफ असेंबली इलेक्शंस इन बिहार टू बी इश्यूड टुडे। बीजेपी सेंट्रल इलेक्शन कमेटी मीट्स इन न्यू दिल्ली आफ्टर एनडीए अनाउंसेस इट्स सीट शेयरिंग फॉर्मूला फॉर बिहार पोल्स। India's largest school hackathon, Viksit Bharat Buildathon 2025, to be held today to strengthen creativity and problem-solving skills among school children. Canada's Foreign Minister Anita Anand to hold talks with External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar and Commerce Minister Piyush Goyal in New Delhi today. An international summit aimed at finalizing peace agreement to end war in Gaza to take place at Sharm el-Sheikh in Egypt. And in badminton, BWF World Junior Individual Championship 2025 set to begin in Guwahati this morning. And now the news in detail. The notification for second phase of assembly elections in Bihar will be issued today. With this, the nomination process for 122 assembly constituencies across 20 districts will begin. The last date for filing nominations for the second phase is 20th of October. Scrutiny of nomination papers will take place on 21st October, and the last date for withdrawal of nominations is 23rd October. More from our correspondent.
In the second phase of Bihar Assembly elections, 122 Assembly constituencies will go to the polls on 11th November. In this phase, polling will take place in seven districts located along the Indo-Nepal border. Polling will also be held in the Magadh region districts of Gaya, Jahanabad, Aurangabad and Nawada. Several constituencies going to the polls in this phase share borders with the neighboring states of Jharkhand and Uttar Pradesh. In view of this, coordinated flag marches and anti-Naxal operations are being carried out in collaboration with security agencies of the neighboring states to ensure a free and peaceful election process. Dharmendra Kumar Rai, Akashwani News, Patna.
Bharatiya Janata Party's Central Election Committee, CEC, met at the party headquarters in New Delhi last night. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Union Home Minister Amit Shah, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, BJP National President JP Nadda and other senior party leaders attended the meeting, which was aimed at finalising the party's strategy and list of candidates for Bihar Assembly elections. The BJP CEC comes after the announcement of the NDA seat-sharing formula for Bihar polls. The ruling NDA announced its seat-sharing arrangement for the Bihar Assembly elections yesterday. As per the agreement, the BJP and Janata Dal United, JDU, will contest 101 seats each, while the Lok Jan Shakti Party Ram Vilas will contest 29 seats. The Rashtriya Lok Morcha and Hindustani Awam Morcha have been allocated 6 seats each. The NDA will face competition from the opposition's Indy Alliance, which comprises the Rashtriya Janata Dal, led by Tejaswi Yadav, the Congress, the CPI-ML Liberation, the CPI, the CPI-M, and the Vikasshil Insan Party, led by Mukesh Sahni. The Indy Alliance is yet to finalize its seat-sharing formula, with reports suggesting that the RJD and Congress are engaged in talks to finalize the seat distribution. Bihar Assembly elections will be held in two phases on 6th and 11th November, with the counting of votes scheduled for 14th November. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will interact with his booth-level party workers of Bihar on Wednesday. In a social media post, Mr. Modi requested the party workers to join the Mera Booth Sabse Mazboot campaign and share their suggestions. The Prime Minister added that he will directly interact with some selected workers on their suggestions. Delhi's Rouse Avenue Court is scheduled to announce today whether charges will be framed in the IRCTC hotel scam case. The court has directed all accused, including former Railway Minister Lalu Prasad Yadav, Rabri Devi and Tejaswi Yadav, to be physically present for the hearing. The CBI has accused 14 individuals in the case alleging corruption in the tender for the IRCTC hotels. The case was initiated by CBI in 2017, alleging corruption and conspiracy in the allotment of two IRCTC hotel maintenance contracts. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will arrive in Jaipur today on a day-long visit to Rajasthan. During his visit, he will inaugurate the state-level exhibition being organized to mark the completion of 1 year of implementation of the new criminal laws, the Bharatiya Nyay Sanhita, Bharatiya Nagrik Suraksha Sanhita, and Bharatiya Sakshya Adhiniyam. The six-day exhibition, being held from 13th to 18th October in Jaipur, will highlight the major provisions of the new laws and showcase the progress made in their implementation across Rajasthan. After inaugurating the exhibition, Mr. Shah will address a public gathering. India's largest school hackathon, Viksit Bharat Buildathon 2025, will be held today between 10 a.m. and 11 p.m. More from our correspondent.
The Viksit Bharat Buildathon is a nationwide initiative inviting schools and teachers to empower students from class 6 to 12th to showcase their creativity and problem-solving skills. The event is aimed at strengthening the culture of innovation at the school level by encouraging students to ideate or build prototypes on four themes: Atmanirbhar Bharat, Swadeshi, Vocal for Local, and Samridh Bharat. The event is being organized by Ministry of Education in collaboration with Atal Innovation Mission and Niti Aayog. It will be live-streamed nationwide through the official portals vbb.mic.gov.in or schoolinnovationmarathon.org/registration. The Buildathon features 1 crore rupees award pool, which will be distributed among 10 national level winners, 100 state level winners, and 1,000 district level winners. Jigyasa Pandey, Akashwani News, Delhi.
The GST Bachat Utsav, announced by Prime Minister Narendra Modi and commencing from the 22nd of last month, is benefiting the country as a whole. Today, our correspondent brings a report on the GST reforms that will empower different industries of Himachal Pradesh.
The new GST reform is a major boost for artisans, farmers and industrial sector of Himachal Pradesh. Under the next generation GST reforms, the tax rates on various handloom products like kullu, kinori and pashmina shawl has been reduced from 12% to 5%. This significant tax cut has directly supported the artisans' competitiveness and income. Similarly, chamba rumal, embroidery and traditional leather slippers are now part of 5% GST slab. Along with this, the taxes on woodcraft, metalware, poetry products and bamboo items are also reduced to 5% from earlier 12% tax slab. With the revised GST rates under GST 2.0, these reforms aims to support thousands of local artisans, stimulate demand for locally made furniture while creating a favorable market for indigenous metalware and pottery products. The GST reforms have strengthened livelihoods and helped Himachal emerge as a land of thriving market and flourishing communities. With Soumya Sharan, Rohan for Akashwani News, Delhi.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsoneair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Canada's Foreign Minister Anita Anand arrived in New Delhi last night on a two-day official visit to India. She will hold talks with External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar and Commerce Minister Piyush Goyal in New Delhi today. Ministry of Foreign Affairs spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said that Ms. Anand's visit to India will help build on the positive momentum in India-Canada relations by revitalizing bilateral mechanisms, deepening economic cooperation and further strengthening people-to-people ties. Anita Anand's visit to India comes after Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Canadian PM Mark Carney held a bilateral meeting on the sidelines of the G7 Leaders Summit in Canada's Kananaskis in June this year. An international summit aimed at finalizing a peace agreement to end the war in Gaza is set to take place in Egypt's Red Sea resort city of Sharm el-Sheikh today. Egyptian President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi and U.S. President Donald Trump will co-chair the meeting, which is expected to draw leaders from more than 20 countries. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres is also scheduled to attend it. The summit will focus on ending hostilities in the Gaza Strip, advancing regional peace efforts and ushering in a new phase of security and stability across West Asia. Union Minister of State for Environment, Forest and Climate Change, Kirti Vardhan Singh, will represent India at the Gaza Peace Summit. In a social media post, the Union Minister revealed his arrival in Cairo as special representative of Prime Minister Narendra Modi to attend the Gaza Peace Summit. Prime Minister Narendra Modi on Thursday welcomed the agreement on the first phase of peace plan by Israel and Hamas. More from our correspondent.
The gathering comes in light of United States President Donald Trump's vision for achieving peace in the region and his efforts to end conflicts around the world. Cairo said that the summit is designed to finalize an agreement aimed at ending the war in Gaza and rally international support for the second phase of Trump's peace plan, which seeks to disarm Hamas and create a new governing body in the Strip. However, neither Israel nor Hamas will participate in the event, and the Palestinian Authority is also not attending. The summit follows a ceasefire deal between Israel and Hamas that entered into effect on Friday after 3 days of intensive negotiations in Sharm el-Sheikh between the two sides, mediated by Egypt, Qatar, Turkey and the United States. The first phase of the plan includes Israeli troop withdrawals from Gaza and the opening of crossings for aid and the release of hostages and prisoners. Under the agreement, Hamas has time until Monday to release all Israeli hostages, including 20 who are believed to be alive and the remains of up to 28 deceased hostages. Vinod Kumar, Kashwani News, Dubai.
Moving on to the world of sports, in badminton, the BWF World Junior Individual Championship 2025 is set to begin at the National Center for Excellence in Guwahati, Assam today. We have more from our sports desk.
This is the second time that India is hosting the championship after 2008. All eyes will be on star Indian shuttlers including Tanvi Sharma, Unnati Hooda, Ronak Chauhan and Suryaksh Rawat. Earlier, India won bronze in the mixed team championship that concluded on Saturday at the same venue. Moving on to cricket, West Indies will resume their second innings at an overnight score of 173 for 2 in Delhi Test this morning. The visitors are currently trailing by 97 runs after they were enforced a follow-on after getting bundled out for just 248 runs in response to India's 518-run mark in the first innings. Next, we have from the ICC Women's ODI Cricket World Cup, where India suffered defeat in a thrilling high-scoring match against Australia in Visakhapatnam last night. Despite a fantastic effort with the bat, India couldn't defend their massive total of 330 runs as Australia pulled off the highest-ever successful run chase in women's ODI history. Moving to football, India will face host Kyrgyz Republic in Group G opening game of AFC Under-17 Women's Asia Cup China 2026 qualifiers in Bishkek this evening. Last, we have from hockey. Junior Indian team registered a comfortable 4-2 win over New Zealand to continue their winning run in the Sultan of Johor Cup 2025 in Malaysia yesterday. India will next face their arch rivals Pakistan tomorrow. Chirag Joy, Sports Desk.
The IMD has forecast heavy rainfall at isolated places over coastal Andhra Pradesh, Kerala, Mahe, South Interior, Karnataka, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and Karaikal for today. The weather agency also predicted thunderstorms accompanied with lightning and gusty winds over Odisha, Telangana and Lakshadweep for today. The maximum temperature for Delhi is likely to hover around 32 degrees today with the minimum temperature at around 19 degrees Celsius. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Tanvi Khurana.
Thank you, Anuja. The top headlines in all the dailies talk about the Gaza Peace Summit set to be attended by world leaders. Minister of State attending the summit as special envoy of Indian Prime Minister, adds Hindustan Times. NDA's Bihar seats packed out. BJP, JDU get 101 seats each, writes the Asian Age. While the Times of India adds RJD Congress failed to seal opposition deal. Government to bring policy to promote local artisans, states Hindustan Times, making it mandatory for government institutions to procure goods from MSMEs. The Indian Express states decks cleared for Maitreyi II. India set to chart new frontiers in Antarctica's icy wilderness, approving the country's newest research station. And finally, the Hindu writes about the country's first QR code-based Chalan payment kiosk launched in Gurugram, making the payment system faster and simpler. And with that, it's back to you, Anuja.
Thank you, Tanvi. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Notification for second phase of assembly elections in Bihar to be issued today. BJP's Central Election Committee meets in New Delhi after NDA announces its seat-sharing formula for Bihar polls. India's largest school hackathon, Viksit Bharat Build-a-thon 2025, to be held today to strengthen creativity and problem-solving skills among school children. Canada's Foreign Minister Anita Anand to hold talks with External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar and Commerce Minister Piyush Goyal in New Delhi today. An international summit aimed at finalizing peace agreement to end war in Gaza to take place at Sharm el-Sheikh in Egypt. And in badminton, BWF World Junior Individual Championship 2025 set to begin in Guwahati this morning. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.